The dear children and mommies and daddies, what a blessed Sabbath day we have this morning. We will begin our Sabbath story, and we would like to welcome all the brethren that are on the phone. Welcome, and may you have a blessed Sabbath day today. And we will begin with the scripture of the study. It's in Matthew 20:28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. This week, boys and girls, we will learn how to labor and live for Jesus. At this moment, we will be requesting our dear family, anyone of the little ones or the mommies and daddies that would like to have opening prayer. Would you please come up to the mic?
Father God, thank you for this wonderful day, and thank you for the sad blessing today, and bless everyone that's on the chat room today. Bless everyone, and may this be a blessed Sabbath. Amen.
Amen. As we begin the lesson, if anyone of their family would like to take the following scriptures, may you please come up to the mic.
The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
John 18:12 says, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Psalm 36:9. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light.
2 Corinthians 8:9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich.
2 Timothy 1:10. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Now we will begin the reading on Steps to Christ, page 77, paragraph 1. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the paragraph, please come up to the mic.
God is the
source
of life and
light
and joy to the
universe,
like our
rays
of
light
from the sun, like the
streams
of water
bursting
from a
living spring,
blessings flow out from him to all his
creatures
and
wherever
the life of God is in the
hearts
of men, it will
flow
out to
others
in love and
blessings.
Steps to Christ, page 77. Our Savior's joy was in the uplifting and redemption of fallen men. For this he counted not his life dear unto himself, but endured the cross, despising the shame. So angels are ever engaged in working for the happiness of others. This is their joy. That which selfish hearts would regard as humiliating service, ministering to those who are wretched and in every way inferior in character, and rank is the work of sinless angels. The spirit of Christ's self-sacrificing love is the spirit that pervades heaven and is the very essence of its bliss. This is the spirit that Christ's followers will possess, the work that they will do. Amen.
Steps to Christ, page 77, paragraph 3. When the love of Christ is enshrined in the heart like sweet fragrance, it cannot be hidden. Its holy influence will be felt by all with whom we come in contact. The Spirit of Christ in the heart is like a spring in the desert, flowing to refresh all and making those who are ready to perish eager to drink of the waters of life.
Love to Jesus thus will be manifested in the desire to work as He worked for the blessing and uplifting of humanity. They will lead to love, tenderness, and sympathy toward all the creatures of our Heavenly Father's care. Steps to Christ 77.4.
Well done, dear one. Praise the Lord. Now, boys and girls, who is the source of life in light and joy to the universe? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, Babala.
The answer is God. He is the source of life and light and joy to the universe.
Great job. We have another question, boys and girls. What kind of spirit the followers of Christ possess? If you know the answer to the question, bubble up.
Spirit of Christ.
Self-sacrificing. Self-sacrificing.
Self-sacrificing.
Amen. The spirit of Christ, self-sacrificing love, and the work that He will do. So let's think of Christ's self-sacrificing love together.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We apologize for the technical difficulties on the clearness of the song. As we continue on Step to Christ, page 71, paragraph 1, the Savior's life on earth was not a life of ease and devotion to himself, but he toiled with persistent, earnest, and tiring effort for the salvation of the lost mankind. From the manger to Calvary, he followed the path of self-denial and sought to be relieved from arduous tasks, painful travels, and exhausting care and labor. He said, "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." Matthew 20:28. Amen. If the Messiah family would like to take the next paragraph, please come up to the mic.
Steps to Christ, page 78, paragraph 1. This was the one great object of his life. Everything else was secondary and subservient. It was his meat and drink to do the will of God and to finish his work. Self and self-interest had no part in his labor.
So those who are the partakers of the grace of Christ will be ready to make any sacrifice that others for whom he died may share the heavenly gift. They will do all they can to make the world better for their stay in it. This spirit is the sure outgrowth of a soul truly converted. No sooner does one come to Christ than there is born in his heart a desire to make known to others what a precious friend he has found in Jesus. The saving and sanctifying truth cannot be shut up in his heart.
If we are clothed with the righteousness of Christ and are filled with the joy of his indwelling spirit, we shall not be able to hold our peace. If we have tasted it and seen that the Lord is good, we shall have something to tell. Like Philip, when he found the Savior, we shall invite others into his presence. We shall see to present to them the attractions of Christ and the unseen realities of the world to come. There will be an intensity of desire to follow in the path that Jesus trod. There will be an earnest longing that those around us may behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. John 1:29. Step to Christ, 78.2.
Step
to
Christ.
Page
79.1.
Effort
to
bless
others
will
react
and
blessing
upon
ourselves. This
was
the
purpose
of
God
in
giving
us
a
part
to
act
in
the
plan
of
redemption.
Listen.
He has granted men the privilege of becoming partakers of the divine nature and in their turn of diffusing blessings to their fellow men. This is the highest honor, the greatest joy, and that it is possible for God to bestow upon men. Those who thus become participants in labor of love are brought nearest to their Creator.
Steps to Christ, page 79. God might have committed the message of the gospel and all the work of love and ministry to the heavenly angels. He might have employed other means for accomplishing his purpose, but in his infinite love, he chose to make us co-workers with himself, with Christ and the angels, that we might share the blessings, the joy, the spiritual uplifting, which results from this unselfish ministry.
Steps to Christ, page 79. We are
brought
into
sympathy
with Christ
through
the
fellowship
of his
sufferings
every act of
self-sacrifice
for the God
good
of
others strengthens
the
spirit
of
benefit
in the
giver's
heart
align
him more
closely
to the
Redeemer
of the
world
who was
rich
yet for your
sakes became
poor that ye
through
his
poverty
might be
rich.
Second
Corinthians
8-9.
And it is only as we thus fulfill the divine purpose in our creation that life can be a blessing to us.
Great job, everyone, especially the little ones. Praise the Lord. Now we have the last question in our study, boys and girls. What kind of spirit is the sure outgrowth of the soul truly converted? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little ones.
The answer is they will have a spirit ready to make any sacrifice that others for whom he died may share the heavenly gift. They will do all they can to make the world better for their stay in it.
Praise the Lord. We could sing along this song that will show how we will serve God. And the title of the song is called, Here Are My Hands. Here are my hands, help them serve. Let my mouth speak your words, and my ears to hear your voice. Got my feet to follow your path, got my eyes to see. Oh, that you want me to be. And I will obey you with all my heart. And I will obey you with all my heart. Remember, little ones, every one of your members of your body is given to praise the Lord. Praise God that we have come to the end of our Sabbath lesson. For next week, we will continue in the work and the life. We will have closing prayer at this moment, and we would like to please ask anyone of the dear little ones or mommies or daddies that would like to do closing prayer. Would you please come up to the mic?
Father God, thank you for this love today. Thank you for the love of children's chat room that we have. And thank you for all the things that we have. And we should thank God we are not poor. And just be grateful for the things that we have. And thank you for everything that happened today. And thank you for the wonderful children that we had. And thank you for voting for that. Amen.
Amen. I do stand and agree with you, dear little brother. We're so grateful and blessed to have this chat room that we can come together and praise God as a family. For next Sabbath, we will continue the work on the life part too. We have prepared also activities for the children that they may continue glorifying God on this Sabbath day. I hope and I pray that it will be a blessing to them and they can be able to get to learn all the words that are in steps of Christ, that they be better understand their walk with Jesus. May you have a blessed Sabbath rest and the rest of the day. And for those on the phone, Thank you for being here, and hope and pray that you were blessed as well as we were.